With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Air pollution. For decades, scientists have known that microscopic particles released by the burning of coal, oil, and gasoline damage human health by getting into people's lungs and bloodstreams and triggering asthma and heart attacks. But new research suggests that smoke from vehicles and industry also reduces the development of white matter in the brains of children. With less of this important wiring in the brain, children, especially in urban areas with more air pollution, process information more slowly and tend to be more hyperactive and aggressive. These are the conclusions of Dr. Bradley Peterson, director of the Institute for the Developing Mind at Children's Hospital in Los Angeles and colleagues at Columbia University. They published a study last month on smoke-like air pollutants called polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, which are released by the incomplete burning of coal, diesel, wood, and other fuels, Dr. Peterson said.
We found that exposure to higher levels of certain air pollutants during pregnancy and infancy seems to produce a distinct pattern of abnormality in growth and development of brain tissue, especially in white matter of the left side of the brain, the left hemisphere.
How did the scientists figure this out? They had 665 pregnant mothers in New York City wear backpack-like air monitors that measured their exposure to polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, also called PAHs. After the children were born, the researchers picked the 40 most representative kids and studied them for a decade. They gave the children intelligence tests and monitored their behavior and attention spans. And scientists had the children submit to brain scans with magnetic resonance imaging, or MRI, machines to measure the development of white matter in their brains. The researchers found a clear correlation between pollution levels, brain development, and behavior, Dr. Peterson said.
The logical consequence and conclusion is that the more air pollution exposure we have, the more it'll produce this form of brain disturbance and the more it'll produce ADHD-like behaviors in children. And that, in turn, could lead to some of the increasing prevalence of ADHD and other behavioral problems that we see in our nation's children.
Dr. Paul Strickland is a professor at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. He said the new study made an important contribution to the understanding of the impact of air pollution. But I asked him, could the rise in children diagnosed with ADHD really be caused by pollution? That is a tricky subject, in part because more doctors diagnosing the disorder does not necessarily mean there's more of the disorder. Dr. Strickland had another concern about the theory.
I think that's unlikely, and the reason is because over the last several decades, and maybe 30, 40 years, we've actually had a decline in particulate and air pollution in this country due to regulation of industry and particularly automobile exhaust.
He did note that, even though air pollution, both particulates and polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, which are closely related, is down overall, this pollution is still generally higher in urban areas than rural communities. So air pollution could be contributing to an array of stresses, including poverty and poor nutrition, that make it harder for kids in urban areas to perform in school and in life. The research is not conclusive yet, but it is possible that reducing the burning of fossil fuels could not only help the climate, but also make us smarter. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton.